Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Midlife Divinity. I'm Teresa, your host and creator. And today the title of this episode is The Songs We Sing. And it came from the inspiration of this book that I love, Women Who Run with the Wolves. Excuse me. And for me it would be a must read for every woman. But let me read this one part, and this will start the whole conversation. It is the work of gathering all the bones together. Then we must sit at the fire and think about which song we will use to sing over the bones. Which creation hymn, which recreation hymn, and the truths we tell will make the song. So my question is, what is the song that you sing over your life? We all have certain words that we frequent in our language. We all have stories that we tell ourselves. And it's so important that we be mindful of what we're creating with our words, our thoughts. So what's the song that we want to sing over your life? What do you want to sit by the fire and create? No, note by note, lyric by lyric, and maybe you have like a mantra or the chorus that's your anchor that no matter what goes on, always is ever present to conjure up the song of your life. And mine, my chorus, I figured it out when I was thinking about this, is I am fierce in the face of setbacks. So whatever song I might be creating in my life or for my life, that will always be my anchor. I am fierce in the face of setbacks. So what is your song? What are you singing about? Because you're in constant creation, right? We're these co-creators of our life. We might be starting to create and construct and craft something that's really inspiring to us. Maybe it's a new job, a new relationship. It's a new routine or exercise plan or a new way of eating that's really inspiring to you right now. You're really nourishing yourself that way. But we also have the ability to write a song, create the notes, the lyrics, and the chorus that block the very things that we want. And it could be that we're caught in the fear and the doubt and the lack. And we might not even realize it. But as we construct that song, we strengthen that song, it becomes louder. And it's all we hear and it's all that everyone else around us hears. And so that's this frequency, right? So music is frequency. That's a frequency that we're putting out in the world and that we're putting through our body and our cells and our DNA. So my question to you is, what if you were to take a pause, take a moment, and think about the song that you're singing? What is it that you're creating for yourself? And I have this little story. I had to tell you about this week. And it has been a big week. My youngest daughter went to college. She turned 20. And that's just this monumental moment in my life. I am becoming an empty nester. So I'm having all these emotions. All these emotions that are coming. And it feels like this lot of transformation. The things are going on. In my career, and that's fun and exciting. So I am writing a couple of new songs, right? So my lyrics might be changing a little bit, or maybe it's a totally creation of a new song. So as I think about it, you know, what is it that I really want to craft now? I'm still a mom. right? I still have a loving, amazing relationship with my children. Now it just looks different. Now the time I spend with them will be different. And I can look at it with a sad heart or a celebratory heart or all of the above. And that's probably the choice I make. So the song I sing is there's a little bit of sadness, you know, or time where I don't see her every day. But the celebration of, wow, she's this amazing woman and she's made it to her place, right? To her next transition in life. And it transitions me into the next part of my life. But the thing is that now I have more time for writing and creating content and spending more time coaching and mentoring. So it's about crafting our song and being really, really clear about that and taking the time to realize, you know, what we're crafting, what's the song we're singing, and how might we get carried away. I could have easily got carried away in sadness. And I have to honor, I'm not saying to not speak our truth. It's absolutely important to speak your truth with kindness. And the truth is, yeah, of course I am sad. This is a new transformation in my life. And it's also other things as well. It's also exciting. It also gives me more time for me, and it's been a long time. My oldest is 28, so for 28 years, my life has really been focused on motherhood, right? Nonstop, full-time. And it's been wonderful. And I will still be doing that, but it's just going to look a little different. So my song might change a little bit. So we get to make the choices of what we're crafting, right? What we're crafting in our life, what we're creating, and being really, really clear about it. Because if you create, we can just as easily create worry and anxiety. We do that all the time, right? So thinking about the song and how you want to create the opportunity for the most fertile soil possible. Right? So I don't know exactly what my life is going to look like as an empty nester, but I am going to create the fertile soil. I'm going to sit around a fire and I'm going to create the most fertile opportunity for my best and fullest expression to show up in this time of my life. So part of crafting the song is creating fertile soil. A place where all possibilities are there, where you can step into your potentials without even knowing exactly what that is, right? But I'm still going to sing a loud song, and I'm still going to go out into this big world and in this transformational state. I don't know for sure how it's going to look, but I'm going to take one step at a time and have faith that I'm going to, like, just love and embrace this new era of my life. Not sure what it's going to look like, and that's okay. I'm taking one step forward. I might be able to do more than one radio show a week now. So maybe I'll get to put out a couple different episodes, right? I'm going to keep the soil fertile. I'm going to keep putting wood in the fire so that I can sit around it and create my song. And I want to hand make that song. I don't want other people to do that, right? I want to handcraft my song. I don't want it to be the song that other people thought they would write for my life, right? For the times that people thought that they knew what was best for me or what they thought. Let's say what they felt they should sing over my life. I'm going to craft that. I recommend that we all create our song. We all create our own song. While we stay open to possibilities, create the fertile soil for that for this fabulous, amazing life that we want to live. So what are you creating? Are you creating scarcity? Are you singing the song of your doubts? Are you singing the songs of your fears? Are you singing the songs of blame or criticism or judgment or shame? Or are you going to sing a song that creates the fertile soil of your life so that you can be the fullest expression in whatever stage of life you're in? But you can take all of the lyrics of the past, you can pluck out the wisdom, because there's part of you, they're an important part of you. You can take the adversity and know that it's strengthened you, and you become fierce in the face of setbacks. Maybe part of your song is, I'm going to become okay with uncertainty. I'm going to learn how to take some deep breaths and let go of control of everything that sometimes life is full of uncertainty. And I'm going to learn to trust the process. What is the lyrics to your song? And how can you craft one that allows you the opportunity to have a deeper, richer, fuller experience. Life is a wild ride, and the songs that we sing matter. The words you speak over your life, the thoughts that you constantly stay in, and sometimes we don't even realize it. Right? But that's why it's so important to take a moment to think about what you're singing. What are your words? What are the lyrics of your life? So on that, I'm going to leave it. I'm going to leave it today. What are the lyrics of your life? What is it that you want to create? Take time, right? Take time to really craft your song. Note by note, let it be a handmade song by you. Enjoy the day.